On page Nunhei. Hakisa Ra'ananu, page Nunhei. Shkar, thanks, Jay. Okay. So the middle of the page, on page Nunhei, Tal Lechaim Akitz Irananu, we're learning that the root of the difference between Golus and Geula is a way of thinking. Geula is Meichen the Godless, and Golus is Meichen the Katnus. Because Golus and Geula is beside Hadas. That's what the Chaban is explaining. It's the Yisod that we've spoken about a great deal over the years. So in the middle of the page, on Nunhei, Ha'uvda Shahadas Hinakudas HaYisod Behevdel Ben Golus LeGeula. This is where we're up to. Let's just review the psukim quickly. This difference between Golus and Geula, it's rooted in Das, is clearly spelled out in the Psukim Ka'omer, as it says, Lachain Gola Ami Mibli Das. Gola Ami Mibli Das. Can't get clearer than that? That my people are in Golos because of this problem with Das. Mibli Das. They're missing Das. Ki Ikar Golos Nefilas Adas Lakatnas. It doesn't mean the Jews aren't smart. It doesn't mean that we lost our intelligence. It's a different way of thinking. It has nothing to do with IQ. It's something else. Nefilas Adas Lakatnas. Mimela boy bikvaseha gam nedida saguf. And Mimela, as a result of being in that small place of thought, of thinking, the guf ends up wandering from Eretz Yisrael as well. There are bigger and better things that the Jews are looking for that they couldn't find in Eretz Yisrael. Because when a Jew is in a place of Meichen Degadlus, all that he's looking for he could find in Yerushalayim, in Tveri, and Tzras. When you're in a place of Meichen Degadlus, but if you're in a place of Meichen Dekatnus, then you end up in New York and in Antwerp and in London and in wherever, looking for something. Of course, we didn't always leave because of our choice. It wasn't always a choice. But the problem is that when a person's das is small, so then Eretz Yisrael becomes less attractive of an option. Therefore, the Navi Yishai describes the ultimate Gula is Kimolar Deis Hashem, that the world, Haaretz Eretz Yisrael Befrat, and the world will be filled with Da Deis Hashem, knowing Hashem. Lo Yilamdu Eid Ish Yisrael Ad Kedei Kach, that it won't be necessary for one Jew to teach another Jew. Ki Kulam Yedu Osi. As Yirmiyahu says, that Ki Kulam Yedu Osi, everybody will know me. Lachin Tovin Heitev She'ikar Kidum Hagula Beis Hazos. Therefore, the Chaban says, if we want to accelerate things and to bring Geula faster, and that it should mamish be here, that we have to acquire this way of thinking. We have to think in the way of Geula, moichin the godless, which is the practical expression of this waking up from Golus. Now Golus shebedas, mimarchin de katnus, hamachzir lo adam es hamarchin shel ha'ironus, to bring us back to a way of thinking that's awake, that's awake. Marchin shel adam chai v'ranan, the marchin, the awareness of a person who's alive and who's ranan, who's refreshed and excited. Tfisas chayim shel geula, a way of thinking of geula. Zui ha'asarus hamuvas bepesach elio. Pasach Elio in the Tikkun Ezayah, Ramuza because of Akitza Ramnu Sheikh Neofar. This is what's alluded to, hinted at in the name, in the Pasach Akitzu, to wake up, Ramnu Sheikh Neofar, those who are dwelling in the dirt. Ubamis, page Nunvav, Ubamis. Avsha Yitzil Golis is Chila Bi Ibur Adas. Even though, in the order of things, Gullus began with our loss of Das. Shagorar b'ikvais av yitzim in haaretz. And as we just learned, when we're missing that Das of Godless, then it's just a matter of time that we're no longer satisfied being in Eretz Yisrael. We're looking for other things. But hine, when it comes to Hagula, bo b'seidu hafuch. Redemption takes place in the opposite order. Kemuvu b'divrei Yecheskel, shehuvu l'el, as we learned earlier in the Navi, shemaschel b'knisel aretz. Now, the order of Golus was that first there was this loss of Das, and as a result of the loss of Das, then we went into exile, physical exile. The Gula is the opposite way. The Gula is that we first return to Eretz Yisrael, even though we're not quite sure what is it that's pulling us. So there are people who are drawn to Eretz Yisrael because of other reasons, not holiness, not any godless of Das, not that there's any new understanding or great awareness. They're drawn to Eretz Yisrael because they can't bear anymore the misery of being killed and hated and so on and mistreated and whatever, for reasons that are not because of the of godless of Das, Moichin, the godless. But what's important, the Chaban, the point that he's making here is that with Golus, first there was Golus Adas, and then there was Golus Aguf. With Geula, it's the opposite. First is Geula Saguf, first Jews begin to return to Eretz Yisrael, and then from there, slowly, we'll come back to our Das. It's the opposite. And that's what it says in Yecheskel, as we learn. First, we'll come back to the land. It's clear and it's obvious from the psukim and from logic that that's the Seder. Because one cannot acquire, you can't acquire the Das of Gula without being in the land. So the return to the land is something that we're seeing now for the past 100+ years, where there's a great return, and even by Jews who have no Das of Geula, but there's this awakening to return to the land. And by being in the land over time, there we can acquire Das of Geula, because that's the place to get it. Eleb Eretz Yisrael, Sha'avir Amachkim. Sha'avir Amachkim. Because the atmosphere, the air of Eretz Yisrael brings us to this place of Das, of Chochmah, of understanding. Therefore, the order of redemption, which we're zeichet to see in our lifetimes, that we're able to see, that is the return to the land, is first. And over time, but remember, as we're learning on Erev Shabbos, that the vision has very strong wings and reality takes longer. But over time, Tavor Aleinu Das HaGeula. Over time, by living in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to come to Das of Geula. Moichin the Godless. V'hu kedugmas hakatan she'igi l'mitzvus. This is the way of a child who matures. Shereishis kol margil atzom v'maiseh mitzvus. At the beginning, the child does things really without Das. With a bar mitzvah boy or a bas mitzvah girl, we're just pretty much telling the child to act like an adult, to behave like an adult, and to imitate, well, we hope not us, but to imitate, you know, the right people, to imitate Kedusha, and to just listen to what you're being told and to begin living this life of Torah mitzvahs. And children, it's not so pashut anymore to get that across, but over the years, children in their pashtus were understood that these are the people that feed me and get me my clothing and, you know, take me to the ball game or something, so I just better do what they say. And they physically engage in the observance of mitzvahs. They just start doing stuff. The boys start putting on tefillin. You watch many boys at this age, when they're starting to put on tefillin, you just look at them, they're like staring out into space, you know, because they're not sophisticated enough to make believe like the adults. So they just They just put on tefillin. They can sit there like the whole davening and shema, you know, whatever. They'll say a few, but sit around. But they're wearing tefillin. They're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. They're being brought back into the land of holiness. They're living physically in kedusha. They put on tzitzis and put on tefillin and the girls with their davening, keeping Shabbos and mitzvahs and so on. So we have them busy doing mitzvahs, and we have them physically occupied with kedusha. But their das bechlal is not there. They're children. And even though officially now he's 13, she's 12, so their das is supposed to set in. But usually you wake up the day after the bar mitzvah, you might be a little bit richer than you were the day before, but not any more intelligent and not any more mature necessarily. So the order the Chalban is explaining is that the dugmas kod shegila mitzvahs, that when a child reaches mitzvahs, shereish is called margal asam of maisa ha-mitzvahs. That first he accustoms himself. We have him becoming more and more used to observing the mitzvahs. U'la'achamikain nasa boshel ladas ha-tayru v'aymke ha-mitzvahs. And by the guf of the child, of the bar mitzvah boy, bas mitzvah girl, engaging in acts of kedusha, doing those things, so slowly, with education and with patience and so on, the das begins to kick in. Because acha ha-maisim, that through one's actions and through what one does, a person, as the chinuch explains, the hispailus hopefully will begin to take effect. These physical acts of kedusha make it possible for the child's das to mature. Of course, it requires, together with good chinuch and learning and so on, but the child begins to mature. So too, when it comes to redemption, when it comes to geula, it's not the maturity, it's not the das that comes first. It's our physically being in the land, being where we belong. So it's like a Jew belongs with tefillin and with Shabbos and with matzah and with sukkah and shofar. That's a Jewish life. And through those mitzvahs, slowly, over time, there could be a kinyan in das, of a mature way of understanding the significance and the meaningfulness and importance of this life. So too, the order of redemption is not that we achieve das that is necessary while being in Golus, because in Golus we can't. It's very hard. But rather, we physically enter the land, and Hashem begins to bring us back. And once we're there, in Eretz Yisrael, slowly, after the bar mitzvah, after the bas mitzvah, things begin to make sense. So, Reish is called Margul Asma Maisei HaMitzvahs Lach Mekenasa Bosh L'Adas HaTorah V'Aim Gemitzvahs Kibli Kiyumam Yevshla Haskel Omkam. Because that's the amazing thing about mitzvahs, that unless you keep them, you can't really understand them. You can be a brilliant person, and you could spend your whole life studying tefillin, but if you don't put them on, you're never really going to get them. That's something that can't be explained. It's just kachas, that's how it is. That when it comes to kedusha, thinking your entire life about it does not make you into kaddish. It doesn't do anything. But somehow, by participating in kedusha and learning and thinking, then the person becomes an ish kaddish, can become somebody that's holy. Because unless you're keeping mitzvahs, you can't really understand them. You can't really understand them. That's how it is when it comes to the Dvarim Shel Kedusha. Kein hadover binyaneinu. So it is binyaneinu. Eif shel asig oimke hageulav aroseha. It's impossible to really understand the depths of redemption and the light of redemption while sitting in New York. Bli haknis al aretz, without returning to the land. Without coming back, you can't really get it. You can't. That's just how it is. That's how Hashem Yisbarach made it. That's the etzem, that's the essence of a Jew. And by being in Eretz Yisrael, we're in that place which is the natural mokum, the natural habitat, and it's the place where ultimately all Jews are going to return to, is the place of Geula. And by living there, even people who are not religious, And anybody who understands the Indian of Eretz Yisrael now knows that there's such great truth to that, that even the Jews who are not religious in Eretz Yisrael, they're much, much closer to Yiddishkeit than people who are assimilated in the Chutz La'aretz. You can't even compare. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody's talking Pesach, everybody's talking Chanukah, everybody's in the Indian, in the Sugya of Kedusha. They're just not observant, but they're in the Sugya of Kedusha. The Yom Kippur for sure, you don't see a car on the street, but they're in the Inyan, they're in the Sugya, and even when they're yelling against it, but they're in the Inyan. Mashanikin, if you get people who are assimilated, who have no Shaykhis and Chutz La'aretz, they're not angry about Yiddishkeit, there's nothing to talk about. And Eretz Yisrael, everybody's either very religious, or they're mamish, like not religious, or they're yelling about the religion, but they're in the Sugya of Das. They're B'nai Das. It could be wrong, it could be off, but they're in that sugya of Das. Mashen Kain, if you're away from the land of Geula, of redemption, you're not in the sugya of Geula. You're not in the sugya of... it's a different... You're not in the place of Das. You're not really who you are. You're not in the place where you really belong. Well, they say, it was with the Rebbe Maharash from Lubavitch, one of his chassidim when he was in Lubavitch, when he was by the Rebbe, he would dress with his chassidish levush and everything. But when he was a big business person. But when he would go out on his business trip, when he would leave town, he would put on a Western suit and a Western outfit to go out, on his business trips. And he was feeling pretty lousy about this, like hypocritical and so on. So this was going on for a while, and finally he decided that I just can't do this anymore. It's not honest with the Rebbe. And he came into Lubavitch, he came to the Rebbe with his Western suit, with his European suit. He came to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, what's going on? So he said, I felt that I was not being honest and I was being hypocritical, that I dressed this way outside of Lubavitch, and I don't want to play this game anymore. So the Rebbe Mara said to him, Taka, I'm surprised. The way I understood, I know that you were wearing Goyish clothing when you leave. You think I didn't know. But the way I understood is that you were getting dressed up for them, but the person who you really are is the Chassid in Lubavitch. But now you're telling me you can't be hypocritical, so you have to dress like a Goy in Lubavitch. You understand what he's saying? The person who you really are, I thought that you were going to come tell me I can't live this double life anymore, and now when I go on a business trip, I'm also going to dress like a Lubavitcher chassid. But now instead, you came here and you're telling me I can't live a double life anymore, and now, even in Lubavitch, I'm going to dress like a guy. So who are you? That's what I was saying to him. It's a very deep story. You have to think about it. Who are you? Who are you? You're either the chassid or the... The Rebbe wasn't saying that you can't wear a suit when you go. He understands. But now you're coming and you're telling me, Amais, that you can't be anymore, you can't live a double life. So now you're going to wear the suit in Lubavitch, so you're going to dress like a guy. So he's saying, what? So I always thought that you, Nebuch, you had to dress up like a guy when you went on business. But when you come back home, it's a Mechaya. This is who I really am. I'm a Lubavitch Chassid, now I'm dressed like a Chassid. But that's not how you're looking at it. Turns out that when you go on a business trip, then you're dressing like who you really think you are. And you don't want to be hypocrites, so you wear the suit. Now you're telling me that even in Lubavitch, you have to wear the suit. You have to decide who are you, what are you. So the suit makes a difference. The mitzvahs make a difference. Where you live makes a difference. And then to adjust yourself to that reality of who you be'emes are. Who you be'emes are. This is just bechlal a funny thing with people that whenever I hear somebody will say this, that how come you haven't been learning lately? So they answer, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I've been doing all kinds of avarice. I don't want to be a hypocrite. So a new taich in the word hypocrisy. So what the Rebbe Maharash is saying is that when you're doing the avarice, you're being a hypocrite. When you're doing mitzvahs, you're being who you are. You're doing avarice. What a hypocritical thing. How do you identify yourself? Who are you? That's a big question. Who are you? if you're this, then you're acting out of character. Even though you're going to tell me 90% of the time you're doing Averis, 10% of the time you're doing Mitzvahs. But if that's not who you are, then you're being hypocritical when you do Averis. It's out of character. I never heard anybody come tell me, I feel so hypocritical, I'm doing an Averis. They always tell me, I feel so hypocritical because I don't want you to think that I'm really frum just because I came to shul. I'm not really so frum. Or because I'm coming to the shiur, I'm not really. I'm doing all kinds of Averis. It's hypocritical, and therefore, many people just stop going to shul. They stop going to shiur because they feel like they're hypocrites because they're doing all kinds of Averis. I do an Averis at night. I'm going to come to shul in the morning. Why do you come to shul? Of course you have to come to shul in the morning because that's who you are. If you want to stop doing something, stop doing the Averis. That's hypocritical. It's out of character. That's ridiculous. What are you doing the Averis? But that's how a person thinks. And to be able to come to the truth of oneself, of who Be'emes, who I am, that's the meaning of Das, of Godless. That's what it means to be a godl. A child doesn't identify with his mitzvahs. But what's it like to be 40, 50, 60, 70 years old? And you know, like they say, there was a joke that they heard many years ago. It's like a joke, but it's a sad type of a joke. That there's a Jew that was taken by the goyim, and the goy has a gun to his head and says, you have to eat this chazer, I'm going to kill you, right? So he's holding a gun to the Jew's head, I'm going to kill you if you don't eat the chazer. Okay, so that's a din shel arach, that for chazer you don't die, you're not allowed to, right? So he eats the chazer. So he starts eating the chazer, tastes good. If you never had it before, it tastes good. And he's eating it, and the guy's so totally impressed and totally satisfied, and he says, okay, forget it, you're all right. And he puts the gun down. So the yid says, would you mind just putting the gun to my head for another five? just for like another 6-7 minutes till I finish the chazer. Just another few minutes. I just need a little bit more of the union of Yavro Vayahar again, a little bit. I'm enjoying the chazer. Like, why take the gun away? You know, to decide who are you, that's what it means to be an adult. Like, what do you really want? When you're relieved that there's no tachna, it means that bemis, you don't want tachna. That's all it is, not complicated. If you'd rather the einus still be, like sometimes you can't get the daven betzibur, something comes up. No, things happen, they can't go to shul, something happens, say that. So, what would you prefer that morning? Would you prefer the einus to go away? In other words, would you prefer the problem to disappear? Or would you prefer that the problem stays? Which is more important, to daven betzibur or not? And these are these little ways that one can test oneself. It's not complicated. But that's what it means to be a god. A child puts on tefillin, he does mitzvahs, but he's bechlal not in the parish. He doesn't. That's not where his da'as is. And if he didn't have to, if no one was standing over him, so you see what happens Shabbos. You know, if no one's standing over, they don't tell them, so they don't daven or whatever to do mitzvahs. Then. Only someone tells them to do mitzvahs, so they have to do mitzvahs where he feels nervous or guilty, but otherwise not. But once you already have a da'as of godless, you're already a person that's a mature person, so then you should be identifying with the good things that you're doing. And if you're doing something that's not good, that should be, you should feel that it's chaval. Ah, it's chaval. I'm an honest. Sometimes I get shyless about people that are in situations where they're anusim, but they're enjoying the einus too much. Like, it sounds like the einus is like too, like they're enjoying the einus, you know. And so. You know, if the suggestion is like, why don't you see if you can extract yourself from that parish of being an honest? But then if you then please hold the gun, you know, can you hold the gun to my head just for a little bit longer? I'm enjoying this, you know. So you have a person, if any little thing, you know, he can't go to daven, or he has all kinds of different explanations, whatever it might be, all things is an honest. What kind of, only the Baruch Shalom knows that it's a simon of whether or not you really, what do you really want to do? Where are you really? The doctor says to my father that if it's less than 30 degrees, he's not allowed to go to shul. And my father argued, because he walks to shul, my father argued back and forth. First, it started off as, I think, 35 or something like that. My father got it down to 30. And then the doctor said, absolutely not, told my sister, my father has put a thermometer outside the window, and he sits by the thermometer in the morning looking that it should be. And if it comes to even a little bit before 30, so my mother's saying that you're not allowed, my father says, it's already there. Yes. That's what goes on there. An old man. And what if the doctor would say, I don't want you going through shul that's less than? There's some people that would look at the thermometer and try to push it down a little bit under 30. So what do you want? It's a moich in the cotton, it's a moich in the godless. It's to identify with what's good and what's right. This is the need of being adult, of being a grown up. You can see that in the parish, if you think about it. I think that it could be. I don't know. I saw this maybe, I don't know. But you see such an Indian that the Eved Nirtza, right? He stole, and he couldn't pay, so he goes into be an Eved, right? He becomes a slave, so he can pay back what he owes. So then you don't give him his, you don't pierce his. It's not this passion, Mishpatim. You don't pierce his ear, right? When do you pierce his ear? If he decides he wants to stay forever, until Yovel, he wants to stay. Lo eitzei chavshi. So why don't you give him right away a knack? He didn't obey. He's a ganav. And it says the ear that heard on Har Sinai, you shouldn't steal. He went ahead and he stole, and that's why you give him a thing. When did he steal? He stole six years ago, right? So you should really give him a thing in the ear, brother. You should give him for being a ganav right away. He didn't listen. He stole. How come only later on you give him in the ear? Same thing that Lubavitcher Rebbe said in one of his sichas. I don't remember, but I think he said in one of his sichas that listen, he came on hard times. He was an honest, and he stole. He didn't have what he had to get something for his family. He stole. Nope. He stole. It's not good. What are you going to do? You could be a mamaschus on a guy. He didn't have what. So you made him into a slave. Being a slave is not a good thing. It's not a Jewish thing. It's not the right thing to do. So he had 6 years to have charota and to have tshuva and to become a different person and to be determined that this is never going to happen again and to be a person that's going to work and take care of his family. And what does he say now at the end of the year? He says, no, I like ahavtis adonis ishti. In other words, I like my matzav. So then the Torah says, come over here. And you give him a clapper. Then you give him a thing for stealing years later. Because we thought, back then at the beginning, it was rachmanis, you were an honors. You didn't have what to eat, and your kids were starving. You went and you stole something, and they caught you, and you couldn't pay, so made you into an avid. So it was a big oinus. That doesn't look like such an oinus. You said, I don't like this. My boss has a big, nice house, and every now and then I can go into the pool also, and I don't have to worry about my food, and my wife and kids, they're okay. I don't mind this. So then the Torah says, you ganav. It's 30 years later, and they say, you're a ganav. It's interesting how the Baruch understands how we think. You're a ganav. How come you didn't tell me I was a ganav when I ganved? That was rachmanis. There's an oinus. You had a hard time. So people do things like that. But now, you're okay like this. You want to live like this till yovel. You want to live like this, not being your own person. So that means you have the same problem you had back then. You're still not a hard worker. You still come to a place that you couldn't take care of your family, so you go to Ganva. You have the same. You had all the years to work out this sugi, the inyan of being a barhochi, being a badaz, and you're still talking about this that I'd rather be a slave. That's what's wrong with you. That's all the inyan of meichin the katnas. When a person lives the right way, that's what the Chalban is saying, that the Seder of Gula is that first we have to be in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to be in that place of Gula. Because then you're in the parasha of Gula. And that's how a child, first you have to put the child, even though the child doesn't know why. But over time, being involved in mature things and acting like an adult, and acting like we're people that are shaykh to redemption, having our own country, taking care of our own army, taking care of our own money, being people who are independent, that over time will become B'nai Gula, will be worthy of true redemption. But as long as you're in Golas, then you're children. What's in Golas? On the Golas, you're Ahavtis Adoni Ishti, La'etze Chavshi. That's who we are, La'etze Chavshi. We're not leaving. So that's Katniss. I can't leave. It's still good over here. That's the same thing like the Eved. I can't leave this place. It's still good for me over here. So you're still thinking like you still think that Golas is better for you than being an Eretz Yisrael. You still think like that. So and then you say, "Ani mamim unishleim v'yisam mashiach afa bishin achakel b'chol yom shiyov achakel b'chol yom shiyov." What's achakel b'chol yom shiyov? You're not waiting for Mashiach to come. Mashiach comes, and you're gonna have to give up the place that you're in. You're gonna have to give up the life that you have, and go to live much more pashtus and so on. That's not true. The mahalach that you're in is lo etzei chavshi, lo etzei chavshi. I don't want to go out of this. What if our tefillahs would be answered, Tak, and then hell, you know, people come and say it's all finished. Whoa, I'm in the middle of construction. what would be if the Mashiach would Tak come? What would be? I want Mashiach. If he would ask for it sincerely, he would be here already. But it's very hard when you're a child to have such asagas. And that has to change. And that began to change. There's a different consciousness that the Chaban is talking about. Therefore, the Seder comes first, not with Das. Because as long as you're in that place of Golus, and as long as the child is a child and he's not acting in a mature way, even if it's just acting in a mature way, as long as he's not doing that, so he's happy being a child. He's happy not having responsibilities. He's happy. It's better not to have somebody told me the other day, he wished he worked for the government because there's such a nice shutdown for so long. You know, so I said, yeah, but they're not getting paid. It's not paid or vacation. So they're not getting paid. He said, yeah, I know, but it's like, I could use some time, you know. Because then nobody would be angry at me. But if I take off from work now, like, I heard such an interesting statistic on the news when I was driving home the other day, that they said, what's a millennial means, doesn't mean you were born in the 20s. It means that you're like, what, like 30, 40?
20s.
The younger generation, that's called a millennial. They said on the radio that the study shows that millennials call in three times more than 55 and older for sick days at work.
So true.
Three times more. The ketanim call that they're sick for work, and the 55 and older. Now, b'derech hateva, people are older, they're weaker, and they should have more sick days, right? Why are the millennials calling in three times as much? No? Why is that? Avi, what?
Lazy.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm talking about
you're a young guy, so you're the youngest guy here. So
constitution.
Say this.
Huh? Very weak constitution.
A weak constitution.
Very weak.
Three times more calling in that they're sick than 55 and to 60, 65 year old people.
I'm a living study. 100%.
Unbelievable. Three times the amount. I heard this. I said, "It's a hush of a thing to think about. What are you sick? What are you having three times as many sick days as people who are older have all kinds of inyanim that they don't feel well? Why is that? Katnus, mamish, katnus, moichen de golus. Because the 55-year-olds lived in that time when there was a work ethic, mm-hmm. where a person got up." At 5:30, 6 o'clock, and you don't crack, you don't complain, you don't have to go for therapy because you have to go to work, and you just get up and do what you're supposed to do in life. That's how our parents, that's how we also were raised. And you just work, and you don't complain, you do what you have to. In other words, we were called upon from the time that we were kids to live in a mature way. But now, no, Shefer, let's stay in bed. No, honey, everything is... No. So they're weak. Like, weak. You can't calling in sick three times more than old people. This is a study that they made now. I was thinking about it a lot. You see, because the whole way of things nowadays is bekatnas, moichen de katnas. When a person is in a place of katnas, he's like a child. This is not. I can't go. It's not like little kids that want to stay home. They don't come on time. They can't come on time to shul or come on time to work or miss work or miss shul. Why do you care? When you can't get to shul, you can't get to work. You have all these inyanim that they have nowadays. That it's like a chiddush. I was in yeshiva talking to these boys that they're getting up at 11 o'clock in the morning. Some of these guys going walking around their tefillin at 11:30. Not chassidim, I'm talking to regular guys walking around their tefillin at 11:30 in the morning. What are you doing? We even walk around like with you know your pajamas and it's a talus cotton and a pair of tefillin at 11 o'clock in the morning. What is it? What is that? because babies, moichin de katnas, that they're treated like babies and they act like babies, and the whole moichin is a moichin of katnas, and that's why anything that comes their way, they're finished. They can't handle it. I can't be in this shir. I can't be in this rebbe. He didn't smile today. This was like this. This was like that. Katnas. But if a person is in a life of godless, we used to get thrown into the pool. That's how I learned how to swim. I never had one lesson to go swimming. I remember exactly because I was with my father and my uncle. My uncle had this big round pool, you know, these kinds of, in the backyard. And I was very, very little. All I remember is that my father was standing by my uncle and they were talking to each other, something in Yiddish and Hungarian. And the next thing I knew, my father turns to me and goes, I go, "What is it, Daddy? What is it?" And I had my tool, you know. And my father looks at his brother, and they pick me up, and he takes the tube off, and he says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, what are you doing?" Yep, into the pool. Swim. Same way with the bicycle. I didn't have any course on bicycle riding. It's just do it. Scrape yourself, you bleed a little bit, you crack your head a little bit, you ride your bicycle and you just do it. And not now. And now that could cause all kinds of trauma and issues, and I hate the parents for that and so on. So we have to get an instructor and spend some time and have all kinds of, you know, therapy to help with the bicycle and with the pool and so on. It's moichin de katnas. So what the Chabad is explaining, you can't want the light of Geula without first being in that life. So that's just, you have to first get into that life. You have to first, like, just get into the pool. You don't like it right now. It's uncomfortable. It's hard right now. You don't get it right now. Something with Yiddishkeit, with mitzvahs, or whatever. Mokam ha-Geula beis ha-Kibul ha-Hashpeisa. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Geula. And it's the base of kibbles, the cleef, all the hashpos of gula. You know, it's Israel, not in Chutz Laaretz. Chutz Laaretz is not a place of gula. It's just not a place of gula. You can make the nicest shul, and you can make everything look, you have the neighborhood where every store is Shem Shabbos, and everybody, and there's no cars going on Shabbos, and everybody's so proud we have a neighborhood where it's Shabbos, they can everything. But Sofkel, so it's not a base kibble for the hashpos of gula. It's just not. It's not a receptacle for the hashpos, for the or of Mashiach, Chutz Laaretz. Lefichach sivavah ha'anhoga el yoyna, therefore the hashgacha protest was such, la'avyeinu arza, that at the end of time, before Mashiach comes, Hashem begins to schlep us back to Eretz Yisrael. He begins to take us back. For thousands of years, there was hardly anybody there. Then he starts to take us back. And we came back with all kinds of katnas, all kinds of silliness, and all kinds of stuff. V'igiyah ha'an b'li das gadoi l'rachava. The people came back without Da'as Gadol Rechava. Mostly these were people, mostly were not religious people then. But lead Da'as Gadol Rechava. Lahov and Lahaskal Oymek Mashmos Hashiv Laretz. They were not thinking about the reason of coming back to Eretz Yisrael is because of Geula and Mashiach and Torah and Nevuah and Beis HaMikdash. They weren't coming back with such Da'as Gadol. They were coming back with simple thoughts of, I got to get away from the Goyim, finished. I got to get out of that place, and I'm a Jew, and I got to get to a place that's our own. But it wasn't with big things, big inyanim, and big machshavis. It wasn't like that. Only later on would the Ruach of Hashem begin to beat, begin to pulsate, lefa'im, to ring, like pa'amon, ba'am, in the people. Even Jews who are not religious in Eretz Yisrael, they have a chush for Geula. A chush for Geula. It needs a lot of work. But the lot of work that it needs, in many ways, Rav Kook spoke about this, and he got into a lot of trouble, but in many ways, it's closer than the Frumah that are, in, as far as Geula is concerned. Not that that's, God forbid, the right thing. A Jew has to keep mitzvahs. But in Eretz Yisrael, even the ones who are not religious, they're in the Indian of Geula, they have a chush, a certain Indian of it, of Geula. A chush to fight for our land and to want to be our own people and to be independent, v'chula v'chula. There's a certain chush, which of course all of that is very unrefined and it's dressed up in politics, and but it's something. It's something. It's not the same thing that the biggest discussion in Chutzlaritz is whether it's going to be schmaltzaring or pickledaring by shalosh shudas. You know, it's already the arguments are different arguments. Mm-hmm. Well, the arguments in Eretz Yisrael are different kinds of arguments. They're arguing, but they're arguing over big inyanim, and even the non-religious with the religious, the fights are over important things. You understand? Not Yankees and Mets. They're arguing over big things. They're arguing with each other about the sugi of redemption, of geula, of Yiddishkeit, and avoda. They're not arguing about small things. And a mature person, even when he gets into an argument, it's a chashiv thing. It's about something chashiv. Doesn't argue about narishkeit. Narishkeit is. He argues about chashiv things. So yeah, so there are a lot of people that they're arguing and they're carrying on, but they're arguing over chashiv things. That doesn't mean there aren't individuals, because there are many people that are in places of katnus there as well. But the overall ruach of Eretz Yisrael is a ruach of godless, much more godless than in Chutz Laretz. Lahav laskal imik mashmos hashe rak laach mekein tov ruach hashem lefayim ba lahoylid by esadas esadeya ha'amitis, that over time we can come to the day ha'amitis chudas. That then we'll be able to understand the true purpose of our lives, and being in Eretz Yisrael is to come to true geula, to real geula, to real redemption, to Mashiach Tzidkenu. V'tovin yisod gadol, and we should know that this is a great yisod. Shiyad Hashem is galus by l'mishtei hanagas, that Hashem's hand is revealed in this world two ways. Shenon Hogis Nez Goli, Hashem is revealed through open miracles. Kadugam Sitzias and Sound like from Left Mitzrayim. Han Hogis Hateva. And the way of that's covered, Hashem's covered in nature, or Nez Nista, or hidden miracles. Shukol is Labshus Elokus, Bedarche Hateva. That Hashem Elokus is hidden and is enclosed in Darche Hateva. Bem is Yad Hashem Hi Hamashel is Bakol. Of course, Hashem's ruling over everything. Even though it looks like people are the ones that are doing these things, but everything's from Hashem. The heart of a king is in Hashem's hand. So everything that happens in politics, of Hashem turns all of the wheels to bring about what he wants by using human beings in different ways. But they're making their choices in certain ways, and Hashem uses that in order to bring about what he wants. But Timsa Chiluk Ben is Galus Hashem Ben Neis Las Galusa B'Teva. This is a big Chiluk, but then when Hashem is revealed with a miracle, and when he's revealed in Teva, she's Galusa Ben Neis Bo Begilui, because that's when it's a Neis, it's open, it's clear. V'Nika Shadavim Eis Hashem, when it's obvious that it's from Hashem. Hashem Enkein is Galusa B'Teva, Hashem is revealed in Teva in nature. She B'Derech Nista, which is very hidden. And then to the human eye, it looks like human beings are the ones who are in charge, and that's what's going on in our generation. And it came b'dor ha'achman, and that's exactly what's happening now, at the end of time. Kol ha'maisa agor shakibus galius. This whole business has been going on for the last century plus about Jews, 125, 130 years of Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Nira la'ayin kimishanas al yidei ben adam. It looks like this is all people. All happening, where people had this idea, and it's coming about through human beings making those efforts. Of course, it's Hashem bringing all of this about. He Asher Parla calls us. This is all from Hashem. The Siva Misibois Yonim Kabirim, and Hashem is being Masaviv. He's making all kinds of things move in different ways, in amazing ways. B'chai Goyim Loch in the life of our nation. Come out not only our nation. Come out Kol Musaylam Nova Nodu B'Mei Hashanim Achrenes. All of the upheaval that's been over the last 100 years, wars and things changing in the world and everything, all of this stuff, which you always see that with all of these things, they're always talking about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, like that's the main thing in the world, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. All these things that are happening, Hakol Nasgadi L'Hoshev Yisrael Ad Masim, everything that's happening is to bring about the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. It's all part of this inyan of what's going on to come back. V'im Tabit B'Habot Eunis, if you look deeply, analytically, all of the upheaval that's going on among the nations of the world in this last period of history, you can see the wondrous ways of Hashem. Hamoshel's b'kol ruling over everything. V'akol avadero m'shasa. Everything is a servant to Hashem's will. And what's that? L'hoitzi ritzonev atzosa halyona, to bring out Hashem's highest will. Hashem dibra toiv al yisrael, who spoke good about his people. And what is the good? Lashivam elad masam, to bring them back to their land. And all the things that are going on, and all these fights, and all these arguments, all these discussions, all these wars, even though it seems so far from what it has to do with Jews and Eretz Yisrael, everything is somehow part of this inyan of the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, of the beginning of Geula, of that beginning of getting into that place, getting poised and ready to come to level, a higher level of Daas, to live a mature life as a nation that takes care of itself, that's grown up, and that's not being taken care of by others, but take care of themselves, and being able to come to that Daas of a Godel, to be ready for Geula. And we should be zeichet this year.
Okay.